Tony Yokowor. Website. Yokowor.ca. Facebook. Facebook.com/TonyYokowor. Twitter. Twitter.com/TonyYokowor. Instagram. @YokowerTakeover. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I've lived in the city of Victoria for 2 years, and was born and raised in Saanich and Oak Bay. What is your occupation, and for how long? I'm a CPA and have been working as an entertainment accountant and business manager for musicians, actors, and music companies for the past decade. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I don't have any elected experience, but I'm excited to bring my perspective as a CPA to council. Accountants bring an important point of view when it comes to organizational governance, and there aren't enough of us in politics. We need to consider the triple bottom line, financial, environmental, and social sustainability, in every decision. From my background in the entertainment industry, I have a deep understanding of the importance of arts and culture when it comes to maintaining a vibrant and lively city. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I'm running for council because I believe in this city and its future, and I believe the best way for me to contribute to that future is to help guide the city's development. There has been a lack of enthusiasm for municipal politics, largely due to a lack of vision for the city. I believe that I can contribute to making real change in the lives of Victorians. My background in accounting and business management, specifically within the Canadian arts scene, will bring a unique perspective to council that will help our city to focus on sustainable growth. What are your top three issues? Housing and homelessness have to top the most pressing issues facing Victorians. We are in an unprecedented housing crisis and a creative, integrated plan is required to address it. We also cannot avoid climate change, as it is the biggest global crisis of our time. Cities must take a leadership role in guiding positive environmental change in terms of the way we live. We must plan for the Victoria of the future with the environment in mind. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? In 25 years, our residential neighborhoods will have been gently densified, which will mean more independent shops and services in every neighborhood, while still maintaining their character. We'll be able to walk or roll to the corner store and say hi to our neighbors along the way. We'll have an expanded urban core, with high-density communities in Midtown, supported by light rail on Douglas Street and a better active transportation network throughout the region. Families will have opportunities for attainable home ownership in the city, and there will be housing for every budget to ensure that the next generation of healthcare workers, artists, professionals, and business owners is able to envision their future in Victoria. What's one big idea you have for your community? Amalgamation of the core municipalities. It's a daunting idea and would take a dedicated council to make it happen. But if we are planning for our future, we need to think big. Think how we can ensure our city can accommodate our growing population and meet the needs of Victorians without compromising the things that make Victoria so special: the character, the walkability of our neighborhoods, the vibrance of our art scene. We need regional light rail. We need the province's participation in strategies to tackle homelessness and affordability. We can't tackle these issues with a population of 90,000. An amalgamated city of 250,000 will speak with a louder voice that will be heard at every level of government.